This week's share is sponsored by Machlof Swissa, Zecher Nishma Zahar, Bas Rab Machlof. Shabbat Shalom. Last week we started mentioning about the Halachas Lag BaOmer. There's a start. Take a haircut, shave, chasnas, the start the day before. Does it start only from the morning, or does it start from the night before? Now we're going to talk about Stuba Lag BaOmer. What happens if a chasna starts on Lag BaOmer? Are you allowed to continue at the night? You know, it's Lel Yudalad. Are you allowed to continue the chasna with music, klizema, dancing? Are these things permitted? Because he started the heta. So in the masham, Goyis masham, the center with the Orchas Chaim, and also in the Das Torah, he brings down a stira in Das Kedoshim. The Das Kedoshim, he quotes the Das Kedoshim. One place says that he says it's muta to finish off a chasna on Lel Yudalad. Even if the Ikra Chuppah was at night time, and Lel Yudalad, since you started already working with the chasna, with the Esek of the chasna on Yom Gimel, you're allowed to continue into the night, and even allowed to do the Chuppah at night time on Lel Lamedalad. Another place he quotes the Das Kedoshim. Das Kedoshim says that you should be Magdim and make the Suda Yom Lamed Gimel, and not to do any dancing or klizema in Lel Yudalad. Just a Mokum Seda or Shach Kilko Shidduch Lamedalad, yeah. Just a Mokum Seda Shach Kilko Shidduch, then you can be Mako to do it on Lel Lamedalad. So in the Masham itself, he has not Machleir, just brings down the Stira in the Kisra from Das Kedoshim. However, there's a tshuva in Igus Moshe, and Evan Ezra Chelakal, Simon Tzadik Zayin, he says, the chuppah was on Lag BaOmer, Samach Le'erev, you're allowed to start Lechitchila, even the Suda, Lel Yudal. Let's say the chuppah is right before Shkia, and until they get to start the Suda, you sit at night time, where it says the Kachavim, you're allowed to make a chasna then. And you still could continue with Klishir like all chasnas. Since we're in the Chad and Simcha, and also the lot of dance, and it's okay. As long as you start at the Heter, then it's okay. And same thing, it speaks out again in the Sefer Mesoris Moshe, so the same thing also. In the Sefer Asher Yish, from the Kotz Sucker for Bayashiv, he brings down that the Bayashiv held, you're allowed to make a Yachasna on Lag BaOmer, and you have to finish the Sheva Brachas of the Chuppah before Shkia. And then once, if you do that, then you're allowed to Mamshe the Chasna to Lel Yudalad. Kainda speaks out the Alicha Shlema from Shlema Zalman, that he says you should make the Chuppah and the Yichud in Bajayim. So maybe you could be able to dance afterwards also. I asked the Shaila to Ramosha in 1978. The gay son was getting married here in Chicago. So I asked him about making a chasana. The person, the chasana, asked me, he's making a chasana, and he wants to know, it's right for Shkia, can he continue with the klishir afterwards? So Moshe answered, like it says in the tshuva there, that you should do the chuppah for Shkia, but if it's nimshach after Shkia, even if it's at the chavim, you're allowed to make the chuppah at night time. Let's say for some reason, until they get to walk up the chuppah, it's already after Tzeisa Kachavim, you still do the chuppah. And then at that time he brought a raya, which he doesn't mention Nikos Moshe. He brought a raya, interesting raya from Chuvus Ramah, which is more quoted than Chayim Shilam Ates in Sif Dalet. There was a Meister that happened, Ramah has a whole Chuvah about it, in Simon Kuf Chafei, in Chuvus Ramah. The famous Meister that happened in Moshe City was Krakow. That there was a chuppah, supposed to be Friday, a lot of times people at those times, chuppah is Friday afternoon, so they were got in a fight. He said they got married, and the two children got in a fight, and they got in the dunya. You know, how much you pay, not pay, whatever it is. So until they made peace, to go in the chuppah was very tzeis hakachavim. You know, get married on Shabbos. So Zakta Sadamah wrote there, a tshuva, and he was not there at that time. And then the whole Krakow was in tumult. How can you let a chasna happen? Can I get a dinner shulchan aruch? So Amor had a whole tshuva why he was matter. And in the Amor and Shulam test of Dalit, he says that he brings down Lalacha. He doesn't say the whole Maisa. He just said they were arguing about the Nidunya and so on. The Amor, Yilat and Chuba, since there'll be a Bezayan and some Mokum Rabim. So Moshe told me, according to that Amor, certainly Kavachayma and Lagbayma, you should be Mutta. The Lagbayma is only a minig. And if the chuppah was pushed off, you could push off the chasna, there'll be machlokes and so on. So maybe you're allowed to, even if the chuppah is after tzeis kahanim, it's mutter to make the chasna then. That's what he said in 1978, which is not pinned in any of the tshuvas. Also, Tzavur, in Igus Moshe, Arachayim, Chelakal, Sim Kufnin Tess, and also Igus Moshe, Chelakal, Sim Tzadikei. He says those people who make chasna before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or they make a lag baima, not only allowed to you make the chasna then, also you're allowed to make the sheva brachos the whole week afterwards, and also you're allowed to dance, you're allowed to have music and so on during the sheva brachos, even though it's very techat sviya ready, Moshe it's right before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So after Rosh Chodesh Kuram is a sviya, or it's a or it's a after lag baima. And still the minig is still, so many people have a minig still to have sphere. Still you're allowed to have sheva brachos with music and with dancing. And it's more to any person to be there and be mishtata with them. And the reason is, since he started chasna beheta, so mela, everyone's nigger after him.
So you're saying you can start
l'chatchila.
You
can
have l'chatchila to do that.
Right, yes. And in the Sefer, Asher Ish says even further, from the Asher, that you're allowed, that the chasna himself is allowed, even though it's a sphere. Let's say he starts, the chasna is before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And now after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the chasna starts, can the chasna shave? Now since everyone's sphere. Well, let's say his minig is usually to shave until Shlosh Me'akbala, not to shave until Shlosh from starts from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and it goes to Shlosh Me'akbala, so he gets married like Baime, can the chasna shave during his Shivsi Me'amishta? So in the Sefer Ashish quotes of Yashiv saying that he's allowed to shave every day, even to the Sri Islamic, since it's a yontif by him, the mayor smuta. And same thing I saw in Shiva Bihaima from Vadi Yosef and Khevikei or Chaim says Shimon Ches, he says the same thing also. However, the Bayam Sarim, let's say someone gets married right before three weeks, before Shivatim Thomas. They were more machma. That Ramosha held, since it's machma schum based on Migdash, you're allowed to dance, and sing, but you cannot have klishir. Right. When the chal, a kala.
Can the chasm shave?
Huh?
Can
the chasm shave and stand on the arm? I don't think so. Right. A kala, that the chasana, a chasana is like baima. And she has one minig before she get married, and now she's marrying someone who has different minig. What does she do? What does she do this year? She gets married. So, in that year, you don't have to mishani your minig, her minig, whatever minig was, tumah. Just all the following years afterwards, she's mechuyev to follow all the minig of her husband. Like it says in Kamei Paiskei, Ramosha has a tshuva also, Chaim Chelakalov Sim Kuf Nuches, that a wife is mechuyev to keep all minhagim of her husband, beside the kula. Let's say if she comes from a Yekshe background, she eats only, she waits 3 hours, she has to wait 6 hours. Let's say she's marrying a Yekshe man, and normally she keeps 6 hours, she'd go back to 3 hours. So, huh? Certainly I do. That's from Scandinavia, from the...
Did Rob say this is the type of minig that you allow to switch from?
Huh?
Rob said that most points you hold is the minig you can switch from year to year.
Right, yeah.
Why does she have to go after her husband's minig? Why can't she do her way and he does his way?
You can always go with my husband. You can always go with your husband. Unless he's Michael. He's Michael. Alright. Okay.
I'm
offered that the husband can be Michael.
Just a general rule, like all
the
different
things
that
they want,
like
eating solid
3 hours.
No, something like that, not. I would say not. It's only something you know, like sphere, something like that. Yeah. Let's say she wants to dam. She dams the Ashkenaz. He dams the Sfarad. She wants to dam the Ashkenaz. Let her dam the Ashkenaz. Huh? Most of the time, the wife wins out. Because she's doing the cooking in the kitchen. Huh? What?
I'm not asking if he has to accept her. I'm asking if he has to be safer.
Huh?
His wife will learn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what Denise
said. Sometimes they say, no, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you decide, it's not worth the problem with Shalom Bayis. My mother didn't do it, I'm not doing it.
Aren't these things that she's on the list by Tefillah?
By Tefillah? No. If he doesn't mind, then it's okay.
Even if he does mind,
no? No, no. You normally change him in Hagen. You change him in Hagen, all the husband does. Yes. Yes. Huh? Normally they don't change, so it's not a problem. The reason why they change is because they want to go to chasen and be able to shave and so on. So we tell them so that she probably wants to do something else for the chasen with something new or something like that. All right. Mishabur says in Tav Tzadik Gimel Sifkat what?
Last time that even in one family, children can keep one. Even in the same mishpacha, somebody can keep one minhag in shul.
What do you mean?
Because somebody one personally has a chassan as well.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah, we could change. Yeah, they could change.
Between a wife and husband at one point.
No. Mishabura in Tav Tzadik Gimel Sifkan Hay brings down the Shem Debach. Even those who are noyig, it's the Tasparet from the beginning of Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But if Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to, since it's a Taisa Simcha, it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to take a haircut, a shave, on Er Shabbos, and I'll cover Shabbos. Even though we passed it already, but we see it's in the Gevel Maisa in a few minutes. So this psak from the Mishnah Berurah is Tamura. It's a Chayyav very Shver, and it's a Stira Mishnah Berurah. Why? That always Rosh Chodesh has 2 days. There's 2 days of Chodesh always in the year. So Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so always Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday also. The first day of Rosh Chodesh will come out on Friday. So how can you take it? So Mishmur says that if you start from the beginning of Pesach until Rosh Chodesh year, you're allowed to shave on Friday. Friday is Rosh Chodesh year. And there's a Tzavos of Yudah Chassid, that in Eitzman Ches, he says in Russian, Eim Estapim, Eim Eitel, Tzipadayim Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to shave or take a haircut, and you're not allowed to cut your nails on Rosh Chodesh. And the Magaron brings him down with Dina, in the beginning of Reish Samach, and he brings down, and Magaron adds on to the, he doesn't say Sefsin, but he adds on to Sefsinim, I feel a Chalbev Shabbos. And Mishabur brings down Aloch, Mishabur, there in Reish Samach, Sifkan Zayim brings down, even Rosh Chodesh comes on Erev Shabbos Chodesh, you should take a haircut or shave or cut your nails. So according to that, how could the Mishmur say you're allowed to shave a Rosh Chodesh here? The Chayyim says himself, it's a meaning of Yudah Chosid, that you're not allowed to. So how can you say over here, if it comes out Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to take it? The Chayyim Mishmur is says himself. In the Sefer, Ben Pesach, there's 4 tutsim on this. In the Sefer, Ben Pesach, Mishmur is the Peregir, Tzivka Zayin, being down from Chaim Kanetsky, who says to his father, Ein Echanami. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, then Echanami, you now have to shave before, you now shave after. You have to shave, you have to wait till Lag B'Yomer. Because of Yudah Chosid, you now have to shave not Rosh Chodesh and not before Rosh Chodesh. And Mishabur is only talking about in a case where someone's not doing Yudah Chosid, whatever. But if he's doing Yudah Chosid, then you should not take a haircut or shave or cut your nails on Rosh Chodesh here. That's one third. In this Kaf Chayim, and Sif Kotman Zayin, brings down Shir Knesset Agdela, and the Sefer Zachar Avram, that says, sisters of Yehuda Chosid, you're not allowed to shave the haircut on Friday, so maybe we allow you on Thursday. Thursday after Chatzos, you're allowed to avoid the problem with Yehuda Chosid. The third tenet is a Shuris Radvaz. Radvaz is a Chedakal Simon Tofesh Pezayin. He asked this Kasha, and he says, because it's kasha, vice says, we don't hold like Yudah Chosid. He says, you have to shave every Rosh Chodesh. Why? It's a Rosh Chodesh, it's also behest for tainus. It's not simcha. So why should we be able to take a heck or a shave? Therefore, he argues on the whole of Yudah Chosid. A quantum comes out, that we chal on that night of Yudah Chassid. There's a tshuva in Yosef Oymetz. That's from the Chidah. In Yosef Oymetz, it's similar with Zayin, or Zalud, he's Moisef. Like the advice is also Mashma, like the Beis Yosef on Tov Tzadi Gimel. That he writes this, he says, you do Rosh Chodesh. You can take a heck on Rosh Chodesh out of here. So Rosh Chodesh didn't hold up Yudah Chassid. And the Marik also, he brings on Marik, they were Nizah B'chalm Tzvuz Yudah Chassid. So Chayos, no Shaila. Yeah, you could have to share that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh here, and you don't have to machma even other months during the year. And you can take a shave, you can take a haircut, you can cut your nails. We don't have to do that Chassid. Because of the problem for from Tov Tzadi Gimel. This is the right it brings. So, but still we saw the Stira Mishnebura. So I saw an interesting Teretz from Moshe. And Moshe it's printed in two places. In Chaveres Tererah, Chaveres Beis, he writes, he has a tshuva there. And also it's printed in the last Igus Moshe, Chaveres Tess. In Arachayim, Chaveres Vav, Tzaisim Lamvav. He says, like Chaveres Chiddush, like this. That even if Yudah Chassid, the ass is all year round, not to take a shave, a hekel, a shchaydesh, but a shchaydesh here, he holds mutter. Why? Because it was impossible to shave before him. Since I have a minute not to shave from Pesach until the Shchodesh here, so I couldn't shave before him. So even in such a case, he says the Chiddush, that even if you're the Chassid, you could shave on the Shchodesh then. So the mayor comes out and steer Mishnah Berurah. That the Mishnah Berurah says in Simrei Samach, you shouldn't take a haircut on the Shchodesh, because you could take Thursday, you could take Wednesday, you could take beforehand. However, Shchodesh here was actually beforehand. So the Meir, you're allowed to shave and take a haircut on a Shchodesh. According to Ramayisha, there's no steer Mishnah Berurah. So that the Mishnah says, normally you don't take, it's Shari Moshe Hashanah. But if it comes on a Shchodesh here, since it's difficult to do beforehand, and it's difficult to do it afterwards, so the Meir, you're allowed to take a haircut on a Shchodesh, even if you're a Chassid, it'll be Moshe. And this is all talking, let me finish, this is only talking, those who are Machma, from the Shaila, Yudah Chassid is only talking those who start the Sfira from Pesach until Lag B'Omer. But those who start from Rosh Chodesh here, then for sure they can't shave Rosh Chodesh because they could have done it. Those who are Machma Yudah Chassid, they had from Yitzchak until Rosh Chodesh had time to take a haircut and shave. So certainly those, we don't talk about those people on the egg from Pesach until Lag B'Omer. Yeah. Do you allow to take a haircut or shave? Depends. We hold this both days. Okay. We mentioned that the sheet that some hold you shave, to shave a haircut both days of shaving. All right. Ramah says in Sivbeis, he says this is his Russian. Mir Mchal. He's talking about Lag B'Omer. Lag B'Omer comes out the Yom Rishon, comes out on Sunday. Noigem l'stata the Yom Vav l'kavod Shabbos. That if like this year, Lag B'Omer comes out on Sunday, the minigas, you can take a haircut already on Friday l'kavod Shabbos. So you can clear what's the curb shot in the Ramah. Why? You know, the din is, if for some reason a person did not shave Erev Shabbos, according to Ramah, are you allowed to take a haircut or shave on Motzei Shabbos? It's like the rest of the week. It's like, well, let's say it comes out, like when it came out on Tuesday. So Monday night, there's a whole shaila if you're allowed to the night before. We mentioned that the end of last year, there's a whole machlokes hapeskim. If the night of Lag B'Omer, you're allowed to take a haircut or shave. Ramah holds, you're not allowed to. Mishabuban says some days that make though. And we explained the machlokes is Lag B'Omer kesemik shem kula, it's only by yom. But according to the other place, come home by night because it's in Yontif. So maybe someone who did not shave Friday and he wants to shave Motzei Shabbos, he's allowed to shave Motzei Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that also? And also, or the whole reason, or you could say, since it was Mutter and Erev Shabbos, so maybe if Mutter and Shabbos, so maybe Motzei Shabbos also is Mutter. Once it came Mutter, you're allowed to shave Motzei Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos maybe is different than the rest of the week. On the night of Lag B'Omer. Oh no, there's no Nafkamina. Erev Shabbos was Mutter. However, Motzei Shabbos is still us. Those are Noi, only to shave, only Al Tzviksis Yom Kippur, only the daytime. So Shaila is on Motzei Shabbos of Lag B'Omer, which comes on Motzei Shabbos this year. Are you allowed to take a shave and haircut? And also, you can clear the same Shaila Even someone who took a shave on Erev Shabbos, he wants to shave again Matzah Shabbos, because he's allowed to do it then, it's already Yontif, and normally he's Machma, that he doesn't take a shave in Hekar only in daytime. But Matzah Shabbos is a Mutzah since it came Mutzah beforehand. So I saw in the Sefer, and Mr. Sisaiba, he wants to bring down from some Heintik of Paiskin to say it's Mutzah. And the reason is since it became Mutzah in Erev Shabbos, it doesn't come out on Matzah Shabbos. It's like one big Hetzah from Friday until Sunday night. That's how some Paiskim can learn. However, I saw in the Alicha Shleima, in the Alicha Shleima from Shleima Zamorbach, in Perek and Aleph, Sifkan Laman Aleph, that there's no time to be Matzah. Friday has its Hetzah out to cover Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos no more cover Shabbos. Therefore, Tatzah. And the same thing brings down in the Sefer, Ben Pesach HaShvuas, in Perek Yosef, Kan Chali, Kotzer, Lo Yashiv, there's also no Hetzah on Matzah Shabbos. Because the Hetzah Tapurah Shabbos was only out to cover Shabbos. This is not Shaykh Matzah Shabbos. And it says, what then is Mashma for the Mishbuah like that also? Because the Mishbuah brings down, should have brought down this Hetzah of the Gabi Matzah Shabbos also. And he talks about Matzah Shabbos. And he doesn't mention the Hetzah of shaving a haircut. So Mela, if I say the Mishbuah, then bring down this Hetzah. He talks about Sunday, but doesn't say about Matzah Shabbos. And other times he does talk about the night beforehand. So Meister, if I say, he didn't hold this Hetzah.
Abba
will talk about. We get to Abba. Let's say Abba finishes the shleishim right during Sfira. Or someone comes to Shigara. Let's say Abba aims Shigara. Do you get it? That's one of the things on the agenda today. All right. We mentioned that Amor says you're allowed to take a hikar and shave on Erev on Kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to take it on Friday. What about Thursday night? Can you take a hikar on Thursday night? So I saw in the Sefer Ben Pesach Hashvuot and Pergiot Sifkan Yutas, he brings down the shame of Yom Zilba, the Mechaba of Oz Nidu, and he says Yilalta. However, I once called up Ramosha and asked the Shaila. I had Rabbi Booth ask the Shaila in the 1980. I asked him to ask this Ramosha. So Ramosha told him that it's Oz, not Yilalta. Why? He says, this is what Ramosha said at that time. It's not fit anywhere, but this is what Ramosha said. He said that the whole Erev Shabbos, I'll call Shabbos a kula. I'll call Shabbos. But to give a kula, I got a kula, that is said you can. So he said that you're not allowed to take, that you're not allowed to. And Shtuk Araya to Ramosha is from the Mishnah Berurah. They also hold like that. Because the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkon Yerav that if Lag B'Omer comes out on Friday, you can make it the night beforehand. So Chaya, why didn't say even if it doesn't, even if it comes out on Sunday, you should do it. It doesn't mention if you take it. So if I said Mishmur hold, the shtick of life for him, he also held, you should not do it on Thursday night, you should only do it Friday morning. So until now we're discussing about Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that if Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take Hekar now. What about, and we spoke about Lag B'Omer, if Lag B'Omer comes out on Sunday, are you allowed to take a haircut and shave on Friday? We said Ramos is Muta. However, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word. What happens this year, where Shchodesh Sivan comes out on Friday, and Shloish Me'egbala starts Sunday? Shloish Me'egbala starts Sunday. So the question is, can I take on Shchodesh Sivan? Am I allowed to take a haircut? If you don't want to tell you do a chassid, whatever it is. Or let's say sometimes this year not, but sometimes it comes out that on this year Rosh Chodesh comes out. Let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out on Sunday. So Shailas, can I take, and some people are dying to shave to Rosh Chodesh. We mentioned this one in Shittas. I'm allowed, if my sphere ends Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as you know, on Sunday, can I take a haircut on Friday? For the same reason. Lag B'Omer L'mata Friday, so Chodesh should have the same thing also. But the Shaila. I want to say you're asking?
Yeah. No.
No, okay. All right. So, it's like usual, so I like this up high skin. The Prima Gadim, in Tov Tzadik Gimel, Eishel Avram, in Sifkan Hei, he says, Ledina, just like it's Mutter by Lag B'Omer, if it comes on Sunday, you'll have to take a shin haircut, so then, even if Shabbos, so who are then, Rosh Chodesh Sivan comes on Sunday, you'll have to take a haircut and that's Shabbos. Or sensing Shleshmeh Akbar, this year, Shleshmeh Akbar comes out on Sunday, so Shchedish Yilat take a hecker and shave. That's the Shita of Prima Gadim. However, Chachma Shleima, that's a Shleima Kuga, on the Giri Shulchan Aruch and Tzav Tzadik Gimel, he brings on Prima Gadim and he argues on him. His tiny is like this. Interesting tiny, says. He says, if you don't shave on Lag Baimah, why we matter to shave? Because if you don't shave on Lag Baimah, then it'll come out, you won't be able to shave afterwards. Because those two, by some people, are knowing not to shave until the Shlesh Me'ad. However, Shchay Sivan, if you don't shave a Shchaydish, you can still shave Shlesh, you can still Shlesh Me'ad a few days afterwards. So, Mela, Tainas, who I didn't let say Me'ad come down on Sunday, you still have the other 2 days, you can still shave. So, Mela, the Shankuk argues on the Prima Gadim, and he says, you're not allowed to shave them. However, the Chacham Shleim is very shver. It's mashum is from him. The Heter Amor is only talking if someone starts a sphere from Shchay Deshir. Then it's also still after Lag Baimah. But when someone starts a sphere from, it starts from Pesach itself, and he enters Lag Baimah. So according to him, it should be also on Friday to take a haircut and shave according to Shleim Kluga. Because they have from Lag Baimah on, Until the rest of the sphere, I can still take a haircut, shave and haircut. So, and Amor is not mechalik. Amor says tam. Whenever a Lag Baimah comes out on Sunday, so you could do it on Friday. He's not mechalik. So Shleim Kluga is very shver. Because Amor is like this, in all times you could do it. Ramosha in the tshuva, it's pinter chaver tayra in chayibayz. And also, this Moshe Cheretz Erchaim Cheregvav Simlam Vav, he says a different reason. He argues that he doesn't hold up Shlomo Kluger. He says a different reason completely. Why you're not allowed to? Like this year, when Shai Siva comes out on Friday, you cannot take a haircut. Why? He said like this. You find when Shai Siva comes out, you find three upon him. There were matzah, tasparas, and Shabbos of Kav Shabbos. One is the Shchodesh Yir comes on Er Shabbos, and comes out on Shabbos and Shabbos. So then it's mutzah of Taisa Simcha for that Shabbos, which is Shabbos and Shchodesh. You're allowed to take a haircut on Er Shabbos. Another case you find when Lag Baimah comes out on Sunday, the Amor says you're allowed to take a Shabbos Kav Shabbos. And what does the Amor mean? He says it's not mekavet Shabbos. If you take a haircut on Sunday and a covered Lag Baimah, which is Silak Yontif, and you don't do like a covered Shabbos, which is more Kedusha. Shabbos Zichah more Kedusha than Lag Baimah. So for Matzah takes a covered Lag Baimah, then you like the Mavaz of Shabbos. Therefore, that's why we allow you to take a haircut Er Shabbos. That's the reason why Ramon is Matzah. The third reason you find is Lag Baimah comes out on Er Shabbos Kedush, according to the Svadim, the Das and Mechadis, that on Yom Lamadalit, Yom Lamadalit, the Svadim on Noig, no Lag Baimah, they know Yom Lamadalit. But let's say Lamadalit comes out, if Lag Baimah comes out on Shabbos Kodesh, so Lamadalit comes out on Shabbos, so in such a case, where Senech, without it, then even the Svadim can take a hit on Er Shabbos. Why? Because then with Senech, normally we do 33 complete days. But we hear the Senech HaMitzvi and Kekula to take Er Shabbos. However, in our case, says Ramosha, in our case, Ramosha says, when the end of the sphere comes out on Sunday, there's no time, there's no hecker to take a hecker Er Shabbos, because let's say someone has Shloshim. His Shloshim ends on Sunday. You don't say you can take a hecker Shloshim, you can start taking a hecker and shave. You don't say you can start taking a hecker and shave on Er Shabbos, on covered Shabbos, because it's about his tasfayas. So Moshe, who had in, you say the same thing also. So point to him, at the end of Sphira, there's no hetter whatsoever. And the same thing speaks out in the Sefer, in Pesach HaShavuos, in Perek Yud, and the Sifkan Chavez, he quotes the same thing from Rabbi Yashiv, that you now he came to Mat Erev Shabbos. And then if you look in the Gien, and in the Vilna, Shulchan Aruch, you see there's a Goy Sifkan Chassam Sefer. And some says clearly that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. There's no heter, but at the end of Svir, there's no heter. He doesn't say, it goes into reasons, like Ramesh says, but he says, you're not allowed, you're not at the end of Svir, you're not allowed to make Galech Er Shabbos Kodesh. And probably as far as, like Ramesh said.
What does Zion tell people to do?
Huh?
What does Zion tell people?
Not to share it. Okay. It should be Machma.
And those cases when you say you can, huh? Do we say that you can do it to cover Shabbos?
What do you mean?
You're allowed this year, about going over to Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? So, so a person with dots can take a haircut on Friday rather than wait till Sunday?
Yes. That's cover Shabbos. They say over that haircut, shave. I never saw it in writing. But they used to say my time in Yeshiva when we bought him. It's better to take a shave much of Shabbos than on Erev Shabbos. Why? A bed has Kedusha. You can't wait Kedusha before Shabbos. I never saw a Bitzav. Huh? I don't know. So that's why I mentioned haircut. But shave, you should also shave Erev Shabbos also. First, you should shave much of Sunday, better shave on Erev Shabbos. What about those who are not like the Arizal? The Arizal says, we mentioned in last week's share, the Shitas Arizal is all Memtes Yain. 49 days. So those who know like the Arizal, let's say, and it's night from Pesach until Mamash Erev Shavuos. What happens if Shavuos comes on Sunday, which happens sometimes? Because Shabbos is the 49th day, and then Shavuos is Sunday, Monday, which happens sometimes. So Chaya, what do you do? Are you allowed to, shave Erev Shabbos, which is the only 49th day, it's only 48th day, not the 49th day? Or if you have to wait till after Yom Tov, what do you do? So I saw in the Sefer Ben Pesach Hashuas Perek Yosef Kan Chazayin, it's a machlokes of Kabbalim. What do you do? However, it brings down the Rebbe Kabbalim hold, you're allowed to shave, take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, even though it's only 48 days. And then the Minchas Alaza, the children of Minchas Alaza, I saw written clearly, says in Chayv Gimel, the Ginnin Sim Samachay. In the beginning of Tshuva, and also in the Sefer Daka Chaim Sholem, Ois Tofresh Chavches, he says you're allowed to shave and have Shabbos. The Iketam is a person should not go into Yom Tov Shumul of the Sarosav. So if it doesn't look nice, then certainly you should take on Yom Memches, you should take a haircut and shave.
The first in the morning or after?
As long as you don't come Shabbos.
Anytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm confused. Why Kovat Shabbos or that Shabbos? Unlike Bormin, it says the day before, like Bormin, like this year. So, what is the difference between Kovat Shabbos, that Shabbos, or the previous Shabbos? Previous Shabbos, you couldn't shave. And now, like Bormin is coming out.
Since, because it doesn't look good. If you do it Sunday and not Friday, it doesn't look good. But the rest of the year, you're not shaving, not Sunday and not Friday. It doesn't make a killer.
So, what does Rosh mean? It doesn't look good.
If you're shaving on Friday, if you shave on Sunday, not Friday, it's not of covered Shabbos. It shows that you're Mevazah Shtikl Shabbos. But if I'm not going to shave not Sunday, not Friday, not Mevazah Shabbos. Alright? It's clear. Alright. Alright, until now we're talking all the cases that we said it's Asa to shave. Now we'll talk about cases that we make up to shave even if it's during Sfira. John Moore says, and we'll go case by case. The Ramah says in Siv Beis, says like this. This is a Lashon. Nisho Babris, Omol Benoi, Mutter Stapper, Besvira, Kavamila. If someone's a Babris, he had a baby, and he's having a bris during Svira, he's allowed to take a haircut, a shave, recover the bris. And the Mishpura speaks out in Siv Kony Beis. Who does that include? It's the Sandik, the Mayo, and the Aviyah Ben, those three. But the one is the Kvata, might say maybe. They don't count. They're not considered about Simchas, only the Mayo, the Sandik, and the Aviyah Ben. And Mishmur speaks out in Sifkot Nigimel, that's more to even take, you don't have to do it right before, if Davin is even Shabbos, take for Davin. Right before the Bris, it means the night beforehand. Yan Shofarah, before Samach Le'erev, before the Mila, you ought to take a haircut and shave these three people. And Mishmur brings down a court, also court to Primogadim, that says the Mila comes down on Shabbos, then you're allowed to take a haircut and shave on Erev Shabbos. Kohen Chatzai, Im Kufor Chatzai. That's the cost of Prima Garden. What happens if the bris comes out on Sunday? The bris comes out on Sunday. You find the heter Amor. If it's coming on Sunday, You're allowed to have bank on Sunday, you're allowed to take on Friday. What about the business Sunday? Can you do it or not? So again, it's a machlokes apaiskim. Okay? The Sam Sefer. In our Goyis in Shulchan Aruch, Sam Sefer says, that's also. It's not demit to lag doima. Why? That Ramos says mutter to take a haircut Erev Shabbos. Why? Because there's a simcha tziva of Gans Kol Yisrael. So a simcha tziva of Kol Yisrael, then we make on Erev Shabbos. But here, this is only the personal simcha. It's only his own simcha. These two people are the Sameach. So these people, also therefore, you're not allowed to take a haircut or shave on Erev Shabbos. And Sendik speaks out the Kavach Chaim in Sifkot Lamed Zayin. However, there's a tshuva ma'ava, which the Pesach tshuva over here, in top side quotes, and he argues, he says, that you're allowed to take a haircut also Erev Shabbos, just like a matzah like Vayma, is also. And same thing with Moshe Bal Peh, Paskin like that also. The Shari Tshuva in Sifkan Ches brings down that those who are not like the Arizal, not to shave all 49 days, and then he has a baby boy, or he's a son that is a male, the question is, can he shave in 49 days? So the Shari Tshuva quotes that those who are not like the Arizal, not to shave all 49 days, even if he has a bis, he's a male, Sandik, or be a ben, he's now going to take a haircut, even though it's Yom Tov Shalai. That's Negeya. Hamachloi Shaila is by bris. However, let me just finish. However, by Pidyon HaBen, let's say Pidyon HaBen comes out during Sfira, or a Sim Sefer, so Chassam Sefer writes in a tshuva in a Chayim Sim Kufnun Ches. He says, you're not matter by Sfira to Mistapa. Why? Because the time we are matter only by Bismira, because the Maila Bismira is like you're makir a Kovni, makir Teres, like it says in the Amor. And the Gemara Yuma is like you make the taste, you make the korban, and it's not right, it's not proper. You came to avoid in the Beit Hamikdash to go. Your person was had to take a haircut, had to take a haircut. So shouldn't be minuval. They shouldn't look minuval. They shouldn't look unkempt properly. They're allowed to. However, the time of make the taste is not shy by Pinyan Ben by Sima Sechta. Even the Simcha Shal Mitzvah. We're not matter to be mistaper. Now I'll take a haircut. A chosin?
Yeah,
his chasin here. Well, normally you make the chasin on Lamed Gimel, so it's no problem.
On Lamed Gimel, but to take a haircut on Lamed Beis.
No, he can't. No, you can't.
According to the Tshuva Lehava, can you shave Friday and Sunday? Let's say the bris is on Sunday.
Yeah.
Can you shave Friday and Sunday?
Probably not.
It's only
Only once, right. Yeah. Right. Okay. What about Bar Mitzvah? A Bar Mitzvah Bacha to take a haircut or his father to shave. If his son is getting Bar Mitzvah, are you allowed to do it or not? There's a so the Bar Mitzvah Bach himself. The best thing to do if he got to take a haircut or he looks bad, he wants to take a haircut during Sfira, the best thing to do it is before he turns 13 years old. Why? Because in Siman Tovkuf Nun Aleph, in the halachas of the 3 weeks, it's in Sif Yudalad. The Mechaber says, also the Gdolim of Sabbath time is Shvuah Shabbat Tisha B'Av. You know, a Gadol cannot give a cut and a haircut on Shvuah Shabbat Tisha B'Av. And the Mishabur over there in Sifkom Pei Beis quotes a Chai Adam that says, the Tzerech Katanim, you don't have to be machber giving a haircut, is on a Shev Nashaych. But the haircut is not machber until Shvuah Shabbat Tisha B'Av. So vice versa before in your Lauta. So why? Because Shvuah Shabbat Tisha, since only Zna Medina the Gemara, only Mitam Minig. So if it's mitam minig, you're allowed to, for cutting is okay. So maybe kimeko, so maybe the place can speak out, the who had in for a cutting, bar mitzvah, before he turns bar mitzvah, turns 13 years old, he could take a still cutting even a day before he comes to Gadol, he should take his haircut then. So maybe you have run to the Oman Tanish Iris. And, if he's gonna come to Godless and he runs into a problem, especially he has long hair and so on, so he's allowed to take his haircut while he's still a cotton. And Santa speaks out with Shlomo Zalman in Alicha Shlomo Mayadim in Perek Al Sif Tzayin And also in the Shem Tzum Balacha and Kutisachan Sim Kufches Tufches, they give this Eitza, they should take the haircut while he's still a cotton. So they all our problems. But let's say he became Bar Mitzvah ready, and now let's say sometimes you have the Mitzvah Shabbos, sometimes about some, and that's so a lot of people have a minig, is they do the Mitzvah the day of returns in Gimel. Many people have a Bar Mitzvah the following Shabbos. Some people have a minig, it comes out by Pesach and so on, they may have it a week or two later. So let's say they came Bar Mitzvah ready, so if Shlomo Zalman, over there in Alech Shlomo, Sifkan Chafei, he says the Bocha Bar Mitzvah is Latek Hekot, even he's over 13 already. However, the father and the mother are not Latek. However, I saw in the Sefer Mekor Chaim from the Chavis Yor, he brings down the father is Latek Hekot also. However, even though you're allowed to have a Suz Bar Mitzvah and be Samechter, if Shlomo Zalman writes over there, they should be Menea from dancing and from having cliche then. What about the Bas Mitzvah?
But
this isn't a simple rabbi. Huh?
It's
not a simple. It's a simple, huh?
It's a
simple,
simple.
So if a Mitzvah is allowed to. You're allowed to Samech, but there's no music. You're not dancing, no music. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? Go say Mazel Tov. What's wrong with doing that?
So I'll ask him to come up. Take a haircut the day before his chasna.
He could take it the day of the chasna, never take it beforehand. All right.
What's the reason why you can't? You could shave if you're going to a wedding, but you can't shave if you're going to bar mitzvah.
Huh?
But during the week before shaving.
It's not a simcha like a chasna and bar mitzvah. A big difference. In America, it's a big thing about mitzvah. The Moshe writes a tshuva, Yasha Chele, if I had the Kerach, I'd invite to all Bar Mitzvahs in America.
So that's how we judge it? How
the yes, the old time is, you know, European, what did they have at their Bar Mitzvah? They said, it was lucky if they had kichel and herring. Most times you just had kichel, they could afford it. That herring, that was all Bar Mitzvah. You got an aliyah and finished, that's it. No throwing digs, no kiddush, it was a kichel. Huh?
Didn't have reception?
Nothing, zero. Yeah.
What?
That's what the Fnei Yivim mean. You shouldn't.
So that's how you judge it? Close his business to home.
They do. That's when they take vacations then.
Rabbi, that's how you judge it based on how
huh?
Joe used to take vacations
then. Even the guy, Joe the barber, used to take a vacation on Sphere. And he wasn't even Jewish. They take vacation then also. They take vacation in Tegram. They have a Jewish calendar. They know when the gam is and the ham business. Right. It's Kiyam, but it's not, but it doesn't allow, but the Shaila is, I allow to take a heck of a shave. I told you, from Zalman's Nekor.
He's talking about the
Kiddush. He's talking about the Kiddush part. About the spending all the money, all the Nash guys, you know. The whole family comes in, the whole world comes in, they spend thousands of dollars.
Isn't it a
Surah Smitzvah, Boy? It is a Surah Smitzvah, but there's a limit to Surah Smitzvah. Okay. Let's not get carried away, that's all. All right.
So is that how we do in our local, that the students, depending on how the students feel, people feel that's how much you're allowed to shave?
Who knows? Who knows? Alright. Shlomo Zalman says one more thing. We're on the Bas Mitzvah. He discusses, I'll bring it up. A Bas Mitzvah. You ever hear of Bas Mitzvahs? Where do you live? What part of the world do you live in? Huh? At least there. What? Alright. Alright. So anyway. But for Bas Mitzvah, right? Certainly there's no Heter. Since we're not known to be Chayki, such a Simcha Barabim. So Mela, certainly, there's no Heta. Alright, now we'll talk about an Ovel. An Ovel, down there, we'll talk about Panosa. An Ovel is allowed to, Shailas, he finishes his Shleishim after a Shailish year. And it looks bad. He's shaved, he's been shaved for 30 days, shame was bad, his hair grew a lot. Or someone who's Ovel, Al Ovel Imai. Ovel Imai is not just 30 days, it's a Shir Gara, when it looks real bad. How much is Shir Gara? It's all Shailon Paiskim. And there's even machlokes them. Some hold the shigara is 3 months, and some hold when it's even another machlokes. The 3 months start from the time you lost a parent, or it starts from the time last time you took a haircut. That's a different machlokes. But whatever, it looks bad. But when they not 3 months, you know it looks bad, it looks wild. So then you're allowed to take a haircut. So let's say it starts looking wild after a chodesh year before Lag Bayomer. So kuyam, you're allowed to take a haircut or shave. But someone who's an avel, is he allowed to or not? Tech Meisvira. So Kivega on the Ginyan Shechanach over here in Tzad Gila says, Ayin Shal Tzuvas Dvar Moshe Simulam Abeis. That's all he says. Doesn't mention anything. So he says, if a Dvar avel, if he's allowed to, he says, look up over there. So I saw someone quotes the whole thing word for word. Dvar Moshe. So Chiddush Gadol writes there. He writes like this, that the Meisvira is chomer than the 3 weeks, because it says to Shavuos Chabad Tishabov, because the only people, not all people, will come himself from Shavuos of Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh, to Shavuos Chabad, they want makabel. Only certain Ashkenazim are makabel. Not anyone is makabel it, and you'll find this in Paiskin Mefusamim. However, Svira, they were makabel. The Makabal themselves, Kant Kaisov Makabal themselves, they cut them out all the way right. So Mela, you cannot be Mako. But someone who wants to be Mako, the other wants to be Mako, he could say he could be Mako because if it happens to be a Bach, the Bach seems to be Mako. Even though we don't hold like that, but someone who's Mako at the Bach, you don't tell him off he's doing wrong. That's what the Sefer, the Kivega quotes the Sefer Dvar Moshe. However, the Shai Chuv over here in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Kanzayin brings on a Machzik Bracha, which is the Chidah, who quotes the Zer Emes that says that the Ovel is allowed to take a haircut or shave the Meis Svira. And same thing I saw quoted in Shulam Tzum Ba'alacha and Simon Kochav Sif Kan Yir Aleph. First of all, what the Dvar Moshe says is very shver. Very shver. Where does he get to say that Svira Tzayimah is more chama than Gimel weeks, in 3 weeks? The 3 weeks we know. Why we have 3 weeks of Machus Chum Beis HaMikdash? And three is the cause of Mesa Talmid of Kiva. Zeh HaChum Beis HaMikdash is more Chama. There's more Chama than the Sphira. And in Alicha Shleima, in Dini Tishma says call like that. The Dini Sphira is not as Chama as the Lachas of the 3 weeks. And in fact, even further, in Tav Kuvnun Aleph, there's a whole halachas. What are you allowed to do to a shchaidish? What you can't? All halachas apply in the 3 weeks, and until shvush chabai for a shchaidish shvush chabai. Those are different halachas. You don't find all these chumis. Moshe shechiyano. Shechiyano. We know that you don't say shechiyano in the 3 weeks. Svotan, you shouldn't say shechiyano. Don't say anywhere in. And we'll talk about next week, Lina, about the halachas of Shechiyanu, then Sphere. But don't say anywhere. In fact, the Stifler says, those things are toys. Those things are toys. People make mistakes in 3 weeks, and they think also, since you don't take a shave, a haircut, so maybe you don't say Shechiyanu also. He says, those things are toys. But next week, we'll talk about that. But in Maitre, this is the Benegeya, Sphere certainly is not as chomer as this. So the Ramash is very shver. So near Zaiti, the other is not the same kind of sheet as the Amerika, like the Shai Tshuva, that from Zer Emes, the Mokum Tzayach, if the hair grows too much, or doesn't, or his beard is very, looks very unkempt, you're allowed, as Macha Saveiris, he's allowed to cut his hair, or shave.
Anytime?
When if
he wants to take a guy on Thursday, should you push it off to Friday for
coming? No, it doesn't have to. Even Thursday, right. Alright, now the different shahs, these are Moshe shahs that come very often in Sphira. The Machmas Panasa. Are you allowed to shave or take a haircut during Sphira? Malkin Techmanas. Most time haircuts not from the Geir. You can comb your hair, but you can shave it. Someone who shaves all year and does the shave during Sphira, it looks very bad. In certain companies, it could cause a problem. So Moshe has 3 chuvas on it. 3 chuvas. 1 chuva, according to going in order with chuvas. In Cheshire Mishpat, in Chelek Aleph, the end of Siman Tzadik Gimel, and Moshe writes, Gabi Galech, Ben Amtsorim, they're talking not Sphere that, he's talking about Ben Amtsorim, the 3 weeks, He says that he can't go to his work without cutting his hair or shaving. He's allowed to shave, so he should not be mastered. But this time, the ego love, they're going to make fun of him. Doesn't look good. They call him names, whatever it is. But it's not going to hurt Panasa. But he won't have any hefset. He won't have any hefset manim. He won't have any hefset mamay. There's also to take a shave. Starts to take a shave or haircut. Who are they? In this tshuva, which I'm quoting, he's not mechalik. If it's shvur shechava tisha b'av or not, this is clear. All 3 weeks he's talking about. And he's talking about Svi also. No nafkamina. He's not mechalik. However, in the Gismosha, in a Chayim Cherdal Simen Kuf Beis, he writes the Meir Svira on the 3 weeks. If there's going to be after moment, it's Mota to Megalea, because we're not known to be Machma and Mokra. It's only a minute, so not being we're not Machma. I'll have some moment. We're not Machma, and he's allowed to take a shame a haircut. However, here he has one thing we don't say in the first Shuvah. He says, "Shavuot Shvur Shachab and Tisha B'av." Since it's Medina the Gemara, you can't be matter. So vice versa, Shuva, there's no hetter whatsoever. However, in Moshe, the third Shuva is an Archaim Cherkei Simen Chavdalis Ice Test. There, he backtracks a little bit. He says like this: it depends on the situation. If it's a Dovah of Mamish, Marshall, he can't, let's take a salesman. He goes and knocks on the door. We don't compare, no one's going to answer the door. Or he knows he's not going to be able to do any business because he didn't shave. And certainly, he doesn't shave, but certainly he knows he's going to lose his job. Then the din is still like a dove of it, and he's allowed to take a shave. He's allowed to take a shave. And he says, Nagora, what the Mechaber says in Yerideas, in the Shimpei, and it's the basis of Zion, talks about dove of it, someone's over. And the Mechaber says, after Gimel Yamim, you can make on certain things. One of the things is, you can make a Moshe even take a shavy lata if it's a dove of it. So Mela, even so, he says even Shvur Shechav Tishabav, you're allowed to even take a, if it's a question mark on Hesed, then for sure it's muta. And Koshke, he says, if it's during the 3 weeks, which is only a mini biyama, or during Svira, since only a mini biyama, it's not a din of the Gemara. So Mela, you're allowed to take a shaven haircut certainly. And Satan speaks out. In the Alich Shlema from Shlema Zalman and Perik Yudal to Zayin, he says the Bein Amtsurim. He doesn't talk about Shvur Shachav and Ashkel library, but he says the Bein Amtsurim, which is told in the 3 weeks, if there's a Chashash Hefzer Gadol and Ibet Panasa Yitzmuta to Mistape and Bein Amtsurim, so Koshkein Rabbi Muta, like we said, since 3 weeks more Kuldik than the 3 weeks, so certainly can make it in the 3 weeks. It's a question of Hefzer Gadol. If panasa, you can make it to take in the 3 weeks, because they also sphere could take a shave or haircut, whichever is necessary.
The Zion has said on many occasions,
yeah,
the person's about panasa, minash shemayim.
All right, one second, we're talking about it. One second. Ke'en the sack, which I call from Moshe Shlem Zalman, right side from Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer in a Chayim Simukuf Nuches. He brings the Shem Abaisaf, Shem is read in Rebbeim, that they were make up for Avo Tech Shiva when someone had to go meet the Sar Godel and he had to meet him for business purposes. And if he doesn't take a heck, it doesn't take a shave, it'll be a Hefzer Godel for him. So some service says, since Om and Hoge Avelis is not the Raisa, so the Mokon, Kvod Malchus, and Shash Hefzer Rav on the Mainai, some service was Matar. Ramosha Balpeh says even the heter mokum hesed, however, it's not matter of covered Shabbos. And well, let's say I took a haircut already Friday, I took already Tuesday, so if I took Tuesday, I should take Shabbos. It's only what they were matter, only the time of hesed. Let's say someone has to go to a graduation, a certain graduation has to go on Monday, and it looks very unkempt, and he knows it's going to be a Chil Hashem where the place where he's going. So he ready, she take her shave ready on Friday. You're not allowed to. I called him up once like this. He said, you're not allowed to. He said, you have to do a mamish. If it's Monday morning, you have to go somewhere and shave Monday morning or maybe even Sunday night. But the shave's ready Shabbos because I'm going Monday, that you're not allowed to. Only for that time, it's okay. And there's no heter of covered Shabbos over here. because we're only matter of behesa, but not the covered Shabbos. There's my neno. One second. There's my neno. You have to very much check out if emes a hefsed. You have to be honest with yourself. Is emes a hefsed or not? Because today, a lot of times today, we live in America. It's not like people in Europe, they were very didactic and so on. Today, people go, well, I'm compared. And a lot of times you explain to them, you go in there and tell them, listen, you know, you see I'm being shaved. You say, listen, I'm Jewish, and my religion requires me to let the bear grow. A lot of times they'll understand, as long as you're an honest person, they understand it. They know you're a person, and I know many people don't shave, and Baruch Hashem, they don't have problems. They know that the time of the Jewish person, the certain time he doesn't shave, twice a year, when it comes, no show. It's like the sphere, comes in 3 weeks, they don't shave. They're very aware of it, and they know of it, and they get used to it. So a lot of times there's no shy of there's no head of panasa. You have sometimes all in the mind, and sometimes you can see you have to know your people you're dealing with. And very often today, very often you can get away with it by explaining to them that this is the way you are. What do people do? You must. Sometimes you won't go to a meeting. And you know there's a woman there. She's just stretched out of hand. So you notify him beforehand. You know I'm religious. So please understand that you don't have to. That I'm not going to shake your hand and don't take it personal. You'll notify the friend. So also, you let the person know, you know, that I'm not going to take, you tell your boss, you know, and next week, you can see next 2 weeks, I'm not going to take a haircut or shave. So you explain to them why, and most of the time, they go along with it, it's not a problem. Today's day and age, you get away with a lot of things. I mean, you see the guy in today, they go with the nose rings, earrings, well, you know, they dress almost in the clothing. They're going shorts in the streets, you know what I mean? Huh? I'm just saying, everything goes today.
Not at work.
Huh?
Not at work.
Huh? Depends where you work.
Maybe
not in the CRC, maybe.
What is the rough thing by graduation? What's the hazard of a graduation?
It depends on the type of graduation. Sometimes you go to graduation of a college. You know, you go to Harvard or these places, and you have to dress a certain way. If not...
It's not what? They're not going to graduate you? I mean,
you're famous, Chil
Hashem. Since when is Chil Hashem a hazard?
Malcolm, Chil Hashem is like a hefsed. It's like a hefsed. All right.
And again, about Mormons, God said hefsed from Mormons. I don't understand.
Huh?
He said so many times, the diner said so many times. That
you have to be at the level. Say the Chalami, you're right, but you have to be at that level. You have to be at that level. All right.
When you're talking about, Menias Harevach or?
No, Hefsed Mammon.
So, if I won't make a sale today because I'm not shaven.
If I need it for Banosif to feed my kids and I know
it's not that desperate.
Menias Harevach is no Hefsed. Hefsed Mammon. All right. Two other cases I'd like to mention. Shenegeah, which are Moshe Paskan, it's not printed anywhere. One is, if someone's going on Shaduchim, somebody is dating a girl during Sfira, are you allowed to shave or not? One second. So Ramesh answered, it's better not to take a shave. And Adab, he says, like Ramesh mentions, if you take a shave, the girl will say, you're not firm enough for me. You're shaving your sphere, you're not firm enough for me. However, if you know Behemoth, that it's Behemoth can magic the Shudder, then he's allowed to shave because that's called Shudder Dove of it. Also, if let's say Shalom Bias, someone's married to a woman, and she doesn't like his bed. It's white, or it's whatever it is. Whatever it bothers her. It's a question of Shalom Bias. Reads a Shalom Bias. So Moshe held also. That's it. It's still like a Hefsed Merubah, and you can make on such a case also. But again, you have to try to convince her. But if you know that it's get on 11, and it's a problem of Shalom Bias, Moshe Paskin, in such a case, you could be Mako. All right. Any questions? Okay, Mr. Shem, next week we'll share at the same time.